The song and dance man.
Well, I could explain that, I think. I saw this young fellow a while ago in Singing in the Rain. And I just thought he was a fine artist. And when we met, I told him about it. And he came back by quoting some of my poems. And just naturally, I got a kick out of that. I was interested. And it wasn't long before both of us thought it'd be fun to try something together. So I wrote a piece for Gene for this program, a poem to dance to. And that's the story, the whole shooting match here. Come on, Kelly, let's get at it. Spring is when the grass turns green and glad. Spring is when the new grass comes up and says, Be dizzy now and turn your head upside down and see how the world looks upside down. Be dizzy now and turn a cartwheel and see the good earth through a cartwheel. Tell your feet the alphabet. Tell your feet the multiplication table. Tell your feet where to go and watch them go and come back. Can you dance a question mark? Can you dance an exclamation point? Can you dance a couple of commas and bring it to a finish with a period? Can you dance like the wind is pushing you? Can you dance like you are pushing the wind? Can you dance with slow wooden heels? And then change to Brighton singing silver heels. Such nice feet, such good feet. So long as grass grows and rivers run, silver lakes like blue porcelain plates, silver snakes of winding rivers, you can see them on a map. Why, we got geography. Because we go from place to place. Because the earth used to be flat and had four corners and you could jump off from any of the corners. But now, the earth's not flat anymore. Now it's round all over. Now it's a globe, a ball, round all over. And we would all fall off it and tumble away into space if it wasn't for the magnetic pole. And when you dance, it's the North Pole or the South Pole, pulling on your feet like magnets to keep your feet on the earth. And that's why we got geography. And it's nice to have it that way. Why does the Mississippi River wind and wind and wind? That's easy. She winds so she gets where she wanna go. Mississippi, Rappahannock, Punxsutawney. Spell out their names with your heels. Where are the towns of Punxsutawney and Mauchunk? Yeah. They're both in Pennsylvania, And that's why we got geography. Left foot Tweedledee, right foot Tweedledum, here they go. When Yankee Doodle come to town, what was he riding on? A buffalo, elephant, a horse. No, a pony, it was a pony.
I'm taking something.
Town. There was the Old Rose Hotel, now where the bank is and where Murphy's real estate office is, and an empty lot between. There was the Rose Hotel. They tore that down when they got hurt thrown in this town and wanted big new buildings, you know. The Farmer's Hotel in the other part of town, they tore that down to make a grocery store. And they've got the old one by the river, by the creek, as I call it. And then there was Cobb's store, grocery and everything else, from horseshoes to nails. And on this side was the little courthouse where the library is now. Which way did you come? This way?
We passed the library.
Well, at there, there was a little three-cornered house right on the corner. Then there was a little house that was the meeting house for the trustees and things like that. But Ernest Swain's father was the mayor of the town. They're all in there. I got the whole thing. The cover is torn off. I got it that way. I'll tell you how I got it. I went to see a family that I knew, and the children were playing with that book on the floor.
Aww.
And I looked at it, and I said, "Say, don't you want this thing?" "No," she said, "then the children play with it." I said, "All right, I'll take it." And I've had it ever
since. Oh. When was that gotten out?
1902, the year before.
Yeah, 1902.
Yes.
Did they leave any of the old landmarks? Did they tear them all down?
Oh, no. Ernest Swain's home is there. Well, and Charlie Gale's up on the hill is there. Maybe you heard about Charlie Gale.
No, no. Who is he?
Well, he was a lawyer here in town, and he was very rich. But he was just like one of our kids. He was very friendly. And let's see.
Did he come here rich, or did he get rich here?
No. He fell into it.
He fell?
He fell into it. Then there's the Swain's house. It's there yet. Well, if I could see, I'll see the book and then I can tell you better to pick it up then. Oh, I dropped it. There's the old railroad depot house.
Oh, yes.
It's there, yes. That's there.
That's
never
there.
Been pulled down. They're talking about pulling it down.
They want to tear everything down, don't they?
Oh, it just makes me sick. That's the view of, you look at it after a while. And it's very interesting. Here's a public school at that time.
Here's you must have been part of developing all of these things, like the school. And
it hasn't been so, except in the late years now. there and just tearing everything down and building up. And oh, you wouldn't know Pleasanton.
It was just... In 1902, now you had your children were born here.
Yes, they were all born here.
They had to build up the schools, and did you take part in all of that?
Yes. The town, there was nothing. At that time, Mr. Lewis had a little grocery store and bar, and he had an old wooden trough for the cowboys to come and water their horses when they come into town. And that had to get out of there.
This was a grazing country. Was this mostly cattle country?
Well, cattle, yes, and farming. Now, here is the Nevis, is the old-timer. Reimers, Frank Lewis, he's dead. Neil, he's dead. And that's Charlie Swain. That's Ernest Swain.
Oh, he's the one who fell into the money.
No, Charlie Gale fell into the money.
He did?
And here's the old-fashioned fire department. See?
That was when everybody went to the fire themselves.
Yeah, everybody left the house and doors open and go, now you can't leave a window.
Well, do you have crime here?
Crime? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
You do?
I was to the VFW meeting the other night, the election of offices, and when I got home, I got to bed, it was about 11:30. Because they were late, they always have bingo game afterwards and coffee and cake or something. And when I was getting into bed, it was about 12 o'clock, and I hear the loveless rumpus out on the railroad. There was a man and some woman fighting there. And oh, what a time. I told the chief of police today, I said, why don't you go down by my place? People keep me awake all the time. He laughed at me.
You mean in 1902 people didn't fight on the railroad?
Oh, no, there was no railroad there. Lately.
Well, I always heard they had a real roustering time in those days.
Oh, boy.
And this was a cowboy country. I suppose you had all the cowboys coming in here on weekends?
Oh, well, no. When they came into town for groceries or something, they'd stop at town and have a drink. But they didn't make any roust about them, no. They were very good.
What about your background, Mrs. DuPonty? Where you were born?
Well, I was born in Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And...
What about your family? Where did they come from originally?
Portugal.
And which generation came out here?
My father and mother.
They came right from Portugal?
Yes.
Oh.
My mother was 7 and my father was 10.
Hmm.
And she lived with an aunt. She lived with an aunt in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And I don't know where he lived. He came out here before she did.
Mm-hmm.
He was working in San Francisco. And then they met here, you know, and got married and went to Santa Cruz.
Hmm.
And that's where we were all born. My sisters and brother. I only had one brother.
What did your father do? What was he?
Well, he worked for the cement warehouse. He was foreman there. And I have to have it packed. Tell my daughter to fix it up. She's got to. I have.
How many children did your mother have?
Well, she had 3 girls and a boy.
Oh.
Yes. Well, my sister lived in San Francisco. The older sister lived in Los Banos. And Ida lived in San Francisco, and Johnny lived in Gonzales. So, and I came to my aunt's in Oakland from where I was married, and I came up here. As I tell you, I didn't know the cow was there from the head.
What about Sanford? What was that like then?
Oh, it was wonderful. Wonderful. It wasn't like it is now. You know, it's all built up. Do you actually know that I was down in Santa Cruz? Ernest Swain took me and my daughter and a friend down to Santa Cruz to his cottage, and we stayed there all day. And I couldn't find my old home.
Mm-hmm.
It's so built up. There's different streets and everything. So I told Ernest next time he goes down to hunt for my place.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't have any number.
Is this a horse breeding
Yes, yes. Oh. Here we have the racetrack where we have a fair.
Still
the
have
County
it?
Alameda Fair. We will have it here on July the 4th.
Oh, we'll have to come to the fair. You have real race, sulky races?
Well, yes, they have sulky races and the regular races, horse racing.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, last year I made money on the races.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Betting, you mean?
Yeah, I had 2 daily doubles. One was $35 and one was $29.
And you came in?
Yeah, they come in.
Oh. Mrs. DuPont, my husband said that your son told him that your father or someone in your family had met the bandit. Remember the bandit?
Oh, no, it was my husband.
Your husband?
Oh. My husband, yes.
Which famous
bandit? Joaquin Marietta. And he was running away from the policeman.
What year was that about?
Oh, I couldn't remember. I couldn't tell you. But it was when he was roaming the country here years ago. And he, the old Meadowlark Dairy there, it's an old cement house. That's where he was hid. Mm-hmm. And then he got away from the officers that was hunting him, and he come to town, and there was an old Spanish woman, Tijuana, they used to call her, had a kind of a bar there by where the Catholic Church is now. And, you know, she wore hoops. And the officers came to the bar there, and just Joaquin Marietta got under her hoops. And that's where he hid. Now, that's where he hid. And when the officers were out, well, then he got on his horse, which was in the backyard, and went on his way. Yeah.
But was he a bandit?
He was a bandit, but he never hurt the poor people. He stole from the rich to give to the poor.
Oh, a Robin Hood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
so the girl was glad to hide him under her hoop.
Well, she wasn't a girl, she was a little old lady.
Oh, a little old lady. Yeah.
Oh, she used to wear the biggest hoops.
What happened to her?
Oh, she died. Yeah, she died. Her husband died first and then she died afterwards.
And did your husband meet Marietta himself? Did he?
Well, he met him once, but not to talk to him.
Oh, where did he meet him?
He was here in town.
Mm-hmm. Just walking around?
No. He was in some place in town.
Was this his country up here? No, I thought he was mostly in Southern California.
No. He was here. Mm-hmm. He was here all right.
They finally caught him, didn't they?
Yes. They killed his wife first, and then they killed him.
Hmm. Where did that happen?
Well, I think it was up in the upper country somewhere.
Did you have any bandits here?
No. He was the only one. He was the only one.
Oh, are these grounds of Mrs. Hurst, are they still here?
Yes, they're here. That's the Castlewood Country Club.
Oh, it is.
Now, but I've been all through it. The housekeeper, Mrs. Frager, took me through all the room and down in where she had her storeroom, her cellar, you know, locked. And she showed me all the beautiful paintings, you know, after she left and died, and the sons wouldn't live here. Mm-hmm. Why, they made a Castlewood Country Club out of it. So Mrs. Craig took me all through it, all the gorgeous bedrooms, especially the wedding bedroom.
They just left it all there? And
it's all there.
Which of the Hurst?
That's the old Hurst. Phoebe Hurst was the owner of it.
Phoebe, huh?
Yes. Now, William Hurst, his son lives right over here by me. William Hurst's son. And he has pony horses, you know, these cart horses. But he has the ponies. Mm-hmm. And this last week has been training them to race them. Dusty!
How did they have the Hurst happen to build out here? Did they own
the house? Well, this was Hurst's son. He married a school teacher or something, and then he built this house here.
But I mean, this Phoebe Hurst, how did she happen to?
Well, she
did they own a lot of this? They must have owned a lot
no,
of this.
No, not here. The hill where the castle is. Where the castle is. Mm-hmm.
Castle. Not San Simeon.
Verona Castle.
And he bought my uncle's place in San Simeon, 3,000 acres.
Your uncle's place?
My uncle's place.
Oh, did he own San Simeon?
Oh, that was a famous Portuguese family that owned that country.
Yes,
that was
your uncle.
Yes, it
was my uncle.
What's the name?
Silver.
Silver, that's right. That's written up in the book on San Simeon.
Oh,
is it?
Mm-hmm.
There was someone who wouldn't sell one little section there, too, that he wanted. Is that your uncle?
I don't know. Grocery store, fisherman's place? I don't know. But I know it was my uncle's place they bought.
And who was this, your father's brother?
Oh. Well, did he homestead it? Did he get the land when he came
yes,
over?
Yes, when he came over. Of course, at that time, they could get land for nothing for $1.
How did they decide to come out to this area? You said you went through New England, and you went from Massachusetts, and then you came
My mother was there.
But your father's family?
He came over alone.
And why
he came on a ship.
You see that, the music room of Mrs. Harris?
It's just as I got it. You can see where the children
are. Can I use yours maybe though?
Why did the Ponca family come to California?
No, they didn't come to California, none of them.
Oh.
Neither my mother's.
Yes,
oh.
But my mother, my mother didn't live so long as her family.
Mm-hmm.
She died about 79 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, she was 93 when she died.
Oh boy, a long living family.
Mm-hmm.
In the California area.
My father's brother.
But not your father.
No. We had our home in Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little place there. But we all went to convent and we went to school and I graduated out of high school.
Were your children born here?
No. Yeah. Right over in that house over there.
The one on the corner?
Mm-hmm. Well, the oldest one was born on the cattle ranch.
How did they have babies in those days?
They had a doctor.
You have a doctor?
Yes, I had a doctor 2 days and a night up in my little cabin. I had a three-room cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed right there.
Oh.
Yes, because that was the first baby and I was having a pretty tough time with it.
You had 2 days and a half of labor?
Mm-hmm. But at that time there was no chloroform to give.
Well, I was going to say, you didn't have anything at all.
No.
Just had to bear it.
Just grin and bear it. And my daughter was born like a fish out of a pool. I'll tell you how it was. It's funny. My husband was downtown to Mr. Lewis's store, and those fresh grapes came in. She was born in August. The new, the early grapes. So he got a little package of grapes and brought them home. And I was in bed already, and the children were asleep. And he said, Rita, do you want some grapes? I said, where did you get grapes this time of year? He says, that's all right, I got them. So I said, yes, bring me a branch. Well, 4 o'clock in the morning, I heard something. I said, Manny, do you hear a noise here, like a clucking of something? He said, yes. I said, well, that's funny. I never heard anything like that before. At 7 o'clock, I said, Manny, go and get doctor across the street. The baby's coming. The doctor barely got his sleeves rolled up when the baby came, my daughter.
What was clicking?
Huh?
What was clicking?
Well, it was my insides.
What's the connection with the grapes?
Well, I ate the grapes, and I told them the grapes. I told my husband during the night, before I started that noise started, I said, I'm afraid the grapes will do me some harm. He said, they won't harm you at all.
Oh, that's just an apricot.
No. So she was born at 7:30. The doctor just barely got in the door.
She was the second one.
No, she was the third one.
Third one.
Yeah. I have a son who lives in Hayward. And of course, Clarence is in Oakland.
Did you spend all your time bringing up your children, or did you do work in the town?
No. No, my husband worked all the time. He was section boss on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Don't you have a picture of you when you were young?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
My daughter has the picture. I had a picture taken when I was 19 years old down in Oakland when I lived with my aunt. But she's got it. And I haven't. Or my husband neither.
Well, how do you feel living 83 years?
82. I'll be in June. I'll be 82.
You've seen a lot of life go by.
Yes, I've seen people grow up here and everything else. People die.
Mm-hmm.
I had a young friend died yesterday morning, Bill Brenner. He was a nice boy. He's been sick for 4 months. And old Tom Silver. That's
he,
the one.
He's the one that your son was.
Yes.
Isn't he a banker?
Yes, he used to be. But he was 4 months in the hospital just now, and he just got out of the hospital, and he's home. He has a nurse there taking care of him. And Charlie Graham, the undertaker that used to be, he's in the hospital now. But he'll soon be out, I guess, as I hear, and his son is going to take care of him. His wife died a little while back. But Charlie Sweeney, he was the mayor of the town, and they're they're all gone now. The son is here, Ernest. Very good boy, very nice boy.
They knew who you were at the gas station. They asked where we were going, and we said to Mrs. DuPonty's, and they told us right where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody must know you in the town.
Oh, yes. Do they know me? They don't call me Grandma.
Well, you aren't the oldest survivor, oldest person living in the town, are you?
Well, no, there's a couple others that are older.
But you're almost.
But and they don't take care of themselves. And I tell them, you take your one-a-day bran, you drink lots of orange juice, never mind the coffee and tea, get the orange juice into you, and you walk just like I do.
You walk a lot?
Oh, yes, I take a walk every day, sometimes twice a day. Nothing keeps me down. I go to the, I have, let's see, one, SPRSI, Druids.
What's SPR?
That's a lodge.
What does it stand for?
It's a Portuguese lodge.
Oh, I see.
The Druids, the Native Daughters, the VFW Auxiliary, the Catholic Daughters, and the Portuguese lodge.
My God.
And they all have a different game.
Oh.
But not in...
Well, are there, is there a large Portuguese settlement here? Lots of Portuguese?
Yes,
people?
There is. Lots of Portuguese.
How did that happen that they came to this?
Well, I tell you, they were farming people and they came here,
yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's ranches and farming land out there, and they all dairies. Now, who's the writer here?
Yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She wrote
a book.
Oh, book. Karen said there was a writer coming to see me, and I said, well, what will I tell her? And he says, you tell her what you know.
Maybe you had some particularly interesting experiences that you'd like someone else to remember.
Well, I can tell you when the earthquake came.
Oh, that would be interesting.
It was at 3:45 in the morning. I was getting up to get the breakfast for my brother-in-law and my husband to go to work. And he had brought a bottle of gasoline or some cleaning fluid to clean their clothes, you know. And when that earthquake came, it caught me between the wall and the mirror. And my stomach was just all black and blue from the knocks from it, you know. The mirror just went this way.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole house shook terribly. But our chimney was the only one that was left standing. Mm-hmm. My cousins down here was cracked and falling, and all of them. So I had people on my porch at 4:00 in the morning feeding them coffee.
Really? It was that?
After, about 5:00 I made a pot of coffee. They come to sit on my porch, and they never got out of there all, well, until 8:00 in the morning they went home.
Hmm.
They were scared to go home.
How long did it last?
Oh, it lasted a long time. Yes. And then every once in a while there was a shake come. It, you know, smaller shakes.
How long did it take till you found out what had happened in San Francisco?
Well, my sister was here and the two girls. And I think they phoned up or somebody sent a telegram to find out how that San Francisco was destroyed and on fire. And my brother-in-law lived on Essex Street in San Francisco. He was the manager of a foundry there. And it just happened that they were visiting with me. And we waited 3 days and never heard anything from it. And she was down at the station bound to get on the first car that went down. And then to get to see where if she could find him. Well, for 3 days and three nights he slept under an iron thing. And all he saved out of that house was a parrot and a pillow. So there was a friend of mine came to my house and she says, let's go down to the train and see the refugees come in. I says, I hate to see them, the poor thing. Well, come along. We were down there and the train came in. And here comes a colored fellow with a parrot in the page and a pillar under it. You're taking cold.
No, I'm not.
And with a parrot and a pillow under his arm. And I looked at him. He was dirty, they had no water to wash with in the city. And I said, Mary, I said, that walks like my brother-in-law. And he come up to me, right up to me, and he said, Rita, don't you know me? I says, how in the world can I know you when you're so black? What's the matter with you? He says, well, we were burned out. And he says, this is all I say.
He had the parrot and the pillow.
Parrot and the pillow. He grabbed his pillow and he jumped out of bed and the parrot and out the front door. It was on fire already. The fire was coming. He ran from one street to another to get away from the fire.
Must be terrifying to feel the earth shake.
Oh, say. You never felt anything like that. That was terrific. That was terrific. People were scared stiff hearing.
Were any people injured out here?
No. Mm-hmm. With all the murdering and everything else. I think that women don't know their place. Some women. I think the home is the proper place. But they're getting out, and you know, you see yourself the papers.
Well, people have a hard time.
It isn't all the women, it's some women.
It isn't as easy to get a home, I don't think, as it used to be, keep it.
I don't know.
And the cities are so much coming and going.
Yes, well, that's true, too. That's true, too. But anybody that buys a home here stays in it.
In this community? Out here, you mean? Mm? Out here in this community? Mm-hmm. What about all the track developments out here? All the, houses they build together and one?
Well, I tell you. And my daughter lives in a new development. She's the Pleasanton Heights up there. But they all have their own homes, and they're separate. My aunt's husband's brother. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met him.
And you just met him and got married right away? Oh, no.
I lived there a long time with him.
How old were you then?
I was 22 years old.
And what did you do when you came up here? What did you do for entertainment?
Well, at that time, there was only a few dances once in a while, and picnics on holidays. That was all. We had a racetrack there, but there was no racing at that time. They'd give parties down there, you know. And there was a Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. And that was 5 cents entrance fee. We thought it was wonderful because there was nothing else, you know.
Mm-hmm. You have a television set now?
Yeah.
Are you a lot of drinking in those days?
No, not so much. There's more so now since more people come in here. As I tell you, that man and woman was fighting on the fact they must have been drunk the way they were talking.
You could hear them.
Oh, I was just getting into bed and I got out again, went to the window. I couldn't see anything. It was dark, and there was some freight cars there. But, I could hear them. The neighbors down here heard them.
What happened to them, did they?
I don't know. I won't get in there. You can't make me go back. I won't go in there.
What about your children? Did they enjoy growing up here?
What?
Did your children enjoy growing up out here?
Oh, yes. I had 2 sons. Clarence was in the war, in Iceland. Mm-hmm. And Bob was in France and Belgium. Bob was hurt. He was 8 months in the hospital in England, and then he came home and was to Palm Springs. He sent us to Palm Springs, and then when he was there, he came home.
Why did they settle right here? Why did they leave?
No, they wanted to get out.
They did why?
I don't know.
You wanted to go to the cities? So.
Well, there was nothing here. Mm-hmm. Now, my older son, he's a fixer, as I say it, because he works for the PCA, that's the gravel company, gravel and cement. And he works out of Peralta Street, that's where the main office is down there. And he goes from one town to the other where there's machinery and fixes the machinery. Mm-hmm. And of course, Clarence is a saloon keeper. Mm-hmm. I asked him if he was going to go to the saloon tonight, and he said yes. He was just finishing his dinner when he phoned. Mm-hmm. And Bob is a horseshoe plater for the racetrack.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did the racetrack start? When did they build
On the 4th.
The huge horses.
Yeah, but they just came out.
No. A woman, she was in an accident, and her leg was so badly injured they had to cut it off. Thank you. Meta and mm-hmm. back east. And, but there's lots of horses run here.
You belong to the Native Daughters, don't
yes,
you?
I do.
What do they do? What do you do as an organization?
Well, they have meetings and they take me on his back. I'd hang on to his neck and he'd go out in the ocean and swim. Mm-hmm. I can remember him back to this day.
What did your father do in San Jose? Mm-hmm. What did he do?
He was the boss in the cement warehouse.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The Cowles were a cement company.
Why did you leave there?
Well, I came away from there up to my aunt to see if I could get something to do.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in a little house, a little woman that had a summer eating place, you know, and I thought, oh, I want to get out of there and do something.
Was this in San Francisco?
No, Oakland.
Oh, this is Oakland. What was Oakland like then?
Oakland?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you could go anywhere in Oakland. There were not so many robbers and terrible things going on like is now.
There's so many cars.
And even Pleasanton, you can't go without having to stop to let the cars go by.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Was Jack London in Oakland then? The right, you know, Jack London?
Yes. Well, he was not so much in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, he has his place down in the lower Oakland.
It's his name for him, but he doesn't own it.
No. It's named for him, Jack London.
Was he there when you were in Oakland? Was he around then?
I couldn't say. I forget that as long as I live. Let me see, I was thinking of something.
It must be a long time to look back on that many years.
Oh, yes.
Right now, I can't remember.
You forget. Although my memory has been pretty good, but you forget these old things, you know.
But you remember the good ones, the good things that have happened. Your children?
Yes, sure. Sure.
Was that the best part of your life, your children?
Oh, my, yes. Well, my children never went, even if they didn't have the Nickelodeon here in town, they never went to the Nickelodeon until they were 14 years old by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You never let them by themselves. They were always taught to stay by the parents.
So you said that women should be in the home. You feel that they would be happy.
What?
Women should be in the home. Should stay in the home.
Yes. Married women.
Well, what about your granddaughter when she gets married? What about her profession?
Well, I don't know. She's going to be a school teacher, and I don't think she'll get married so soon.
Well,
she's got her heart put on school teaching.
Do you think she should be a school teacher?
Well, she loves it. She loves her studies. That's why she gets the marks.
What about when she gets married, then? Do you think she should teach?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think the home is the proper place for a woman. She don't have to teach if she gets married.
But you might still like to, though.
Well, she might like to, but...
Well, of course, when there's little children, you have to...
Yes, I tell you, there's some women that are teaching, have children, and they're running the streets. That I don't like.
Is that true up here? Up in your mind? Up in front
of you? Yeah, yes, we have one or two.
Do you know everybody in town?
Most everybody, except newcomers. There'll be newcomers to me that
how
I don't.
How do the older citizens of the area feel about the newcomers?
Well, they don't object to them.
They think they're ruining the old country?
Or no.
They bring business in, I suppose.
They bring...
What about wine growing area? Winery. Do you have wineries out there?
In Livermore.
What do you think of the atomic plants coming into your country? You've been in all your life.
I don't like it.
Why not?
Well, I think it should be out somewhere in the hills where there is so many people.
Well, they don't test them there.
You can't tell what they do.
Oh, they say that there's bound to be leaks.
Oh, yes.
You can't hardly keep from it. Yeah, I think so, too. It's dangerous.
Yes, yes.
Get in the water supply.
Yes.
Do any of the people from the plant live here?
Yes, they live here right now.
Have you met some of them?
Some of them, yes. There's girls that work here, live here in town, and they go out working.
Do they still have hop fields here? I see
hop industry.
No more.
They don't have hops. It's all dairy now, and And
that's your graduation diploma from grammar school, isn't that something?
Oh, it yours?
Yes.
Grammar school.
What is her name, Silveria?
Yes.
Silverio.
Oh. Silveria.
Is that from Santa Cruz?
Yes, that's from Santa Cruz.
Lincoln's head is part of the frame, isn't it?
No, it's hanging there.
Oh, I thought it was.
It's hanging there.
What was school like then?
Huh?
What was the school like then?
It was just an ordinary house, two-story house.
One room?
No.
You take all your classes in one?
We had, downstairs was the little children and upstairs was the graduating class.
And did girls go to college then, much?
No.
No.
We had a town college, a city college there, yes. But mostly men and boys took.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the whole idea of these atomic plants?
I don't like it. I don't like it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, in general, having them any place.
I don't think they should be near a city at all. Get out in the hills somewhere.
Well, you can't.
But they haven't got the facility. Why should we have enemies over in Europe? We can't tell who they are.
No. Well, I come from the Middle West, and the fallout from the bomb is poisoning our earth. It falls out in the rain.
Yes.
And it's poisoning the ground.
I know.
The very ground. And it comes up in the wheat and
yes.
The cattle. The cattle eat it, and now it's in the milk already. So it isn't any enemy. I know a foreign country. This is going to kill our children just right here.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I think women wouldn't allow such a thing. Do you think so?
No, I think if they had the handling of the government, they'd sit down on some of these men.
Would you like to live another 80 years, do you think?
I would.
Would you?
Yes, I would. I've had a wonderful life, had a good husband. My boys were good boys. My girl was a good daughter, married a good man. So what do I can go out and enjoy myself now. I gave him all I could, so.
Is your husband still living?
No. Oh, no, he died 16 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a life.
What's the secret of 80, it's a happy 80 years? Most people can't say that, you know?
Well, I don't know. I have a good time. I got a good daughter, son-in-law, and my boys, Clarence comes up here.
You think it's better to grow up out in the country like this?
I think so. Mm-hmm. If I had to do it again, it would be the country that I'd raise my children in. I'd never raise them in a city.
Now your great-grandchildren?
They're being raised right here.
That's wonderful.
That boy lives up on the hill just a gate away from the ranch where I was on. Mm-hmm. And he's got that three little children up there. He's raising them right in.
Do most of the families that started here, their children stay here and they grow on?
Yes.
They do.
So my daughter had her babies here too.
The richest life is right in the roots.
Yeah.
Not out. You didn't have to go long distances?
No. Right here. Yes. I had a wonderful family, if I do say so myself.
Would you like it if Clarence lived up here too?
Well, I'd like to have them closer. Mm-hmm. Because I have no car. I don't know how to drive. My daughter takes me wherever she goes. I'd like to have them closer where I could see them oftener. Of course, mm-hmm. Clarence comes up. My daughter comes down quite often from the hill. She's up on Pleasanton Heights, but I see her pretty near every day. But she's interested in schoolwork and parent teachers and everything else. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, I'm one of the founders of the Phoebe Hirsch Parent Teachers Meeting.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, Phoebe Hirsch founded the Teachers Club, see? Mm-hmm. And I joined.
This was the teacher's club or the parent teachers?
Parent teachers.
Did you know Mrs. Hirsch?
I did, yes.
Nice
the first time I saw her, she was addressing a meeting in old Joe Nevis's Pavilion. That's where they used to have shows or something. And she spoke. she spoke to the boys of World War I. And she was a tiny little bit of a thing. You wouldn't think the sons that she had would grow so big. She was smaller than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a little cape over her shoulders, all embroidered in beads, black. She was dressed in black. And she had the darlingest little bonnet on her head. She looked like a doll up there. But could she talk? I don't remember what she said now.
Well, she took part in the local
organization. She did. And she, mind you, she had all the carriages in the world that she wanted, she could use. But when she used to come from the city up to Oakland, she'd have a little Mexican boy meet her at the train in a cart and a horse. And she'd ride in that cart up to the...
Did you see her?
I didn't see her, but I know it.
Mm-hmm.
She used to climb the stairs. She wouldn't get the driver to go up. She'd get out of the little cart and she'd climb. There was the stairs. I think they're there yet, but they didn't cut it up for housing. Now, she'd climb those stairs and get up there to the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't call on any of the coachmen or anything. But she was the best. Every Christmas, the men that worked for her got a suit and so much money, and the women got groceries and so much money. It worked for her.
Did you know the children? Did you know William, this one?
Yes, I knew.
Did her husband live here? Did William Randolph first? Did her husband live
here? No. He was dead.
Wait a minute, Phoebe's the mother of William Randolph.
Yes.
Oh, Phoebe's the mother.
Yeah.
I thought it was the wife.
No,
oh.
She's the mother.
Her husband was dead. But this is the grandson.
She's the wife of the first William Randolph.
Yes.
That's right, the first one.
The one
that built San Simeon's son.
Oh.
No,
right?
The mother built that castle. The mother built this castle. William Randolph Hearst built the castle in San Simeon.
Yeah,
that's
right. But he's not the son. He's the original William Randolph Hearst. He stole all of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this is the grandson over here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he stole a lot of land.
Yeah.
Mr. Hearst, he stole South Dakota, the gold mines, and
yeah,
all
the gold
North,
mines, yes.
All of North Mexico.
Yeah. Well, he got a feel. He fell into something. They didn't arrest him, though.
I don't know if he fell into it or snatched it up.
They didn't arrest him, though.
Yeah.
You can't steal enough,
yeah.
They don't arrest you.
No.
It depends on how
it was different in those days when there was so much land.
There was?
It was different in those days. Now they put you in jail.
Oh, there was land all over. There was nothing here. When we bought this house here, there was a pasture land right over there where all those houses are. That was, everybody put their cow in there. And then there was the Byers' house and George Sabiela's house and my cousin's house. And all was empty.
Mm.
On that side, there was, there wasn't any houses on that side when the kids were there. No.
Did you think California had a wonderful future then? Did you think it would grow?
Oh, I never thought anything at all about it. But I just saw houses coming into being, you know, in these last years, why they're just piling one on the other.
What about your father? Did he used to tell you stories about his experience?
Oh, I was his pride and joy, if I say so myself. Wherever he'd go, he'd take me. As I tell you, when he'd go swimming, he'd take me.
Did he tell you stories about his experiences out here?
Oh, no.
We never talked about it?
He didn't tell me anything. He worked so hard all the time. That was hard work. He did it in the cement.
What about your mother? Did she ever?
My mother was the dressmaker, and she made clothes for the judge's wife and daughter. So.
Did she never talk to you about?
No, anything? Nothing. No. So I don't know what else I can tell you.
Well, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
I
didn't fall into anything, so.
That's why you're still here.
Closing one, we are going to have a song by the second Lemon Sister, Kathy. She is going to play The Dark Knight.
In the beginning of that other one we had. What we...
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to say goodbye. We're glad to say we're here today to see you tomorrow every day.
Yes, indeed.
We know you like it, so we don't bring it to you like we do now.
No, no.
We're
no.
not bringing it to you. You're giving it to us after we bring it to you.
And did you know it? I said, did you know it? Last night, I walked downstairs in the basement, and I saw a little green man. He looked at me and said, never mind the leader, just give me some food and shelter. And I said, why? Says, all right, buddy, cut out the gab. I came down from the moon. I was banished from them. So I gave him the food clothing, and he says, on my way down, I broke the stem off my butt dick. So, and he says, oh, I got so much stardust in my eyes. Oh, yeah. Oh, and the trip down, I almost hit 2 meters. Oh, boy, what an experience. Oh, what an experience. Now, how would you like to be in that experience? And then I was walking down the street. And then I saw another flying saucer, and it came down.
And it didn't even make a crash. I walked up, you know, I said, never mind your leader.
No, I'll see your leader lady. Take me to Bridget Bardot.
And that's what he said, yes, sir. That is what he said, yes, sir. And now
that is sure.
And now for that, cut out the funny business and start laughing.
Ha, ha, ho.
Isn't it funny, though?
Anyway, the man, he said to me from the moon.
Martian that was born on the moon.
He was mad, so mad, Natalia is. So it comes down to me. He says, okay, buddy, come in my spaceship. So I go in, and what does he say? No, no, no. But, okay, buddy, give me your gun.
So I give him my gun, and he takes it.
He throws it up.
And he makes a new flying saucer. Says, buddy, hop into this spaceship and follow my direction. So, we go to the moon. I, knowing nothing about the moon, take my shotgun. And I shoot a Martian. And the Martian comes up to me and says, hey, buddy, you might not hurt nobody with it. Oh, you know. I say, oh, Barry, no, no, no. I tell you so, I tell you.
Oh, boy. What experience.
Yes,
so I go in the house and eat all the spinach. I come up and meet Papa and say, okay, buddy, let's go on a trip to the moon. So I stop him one and I meet him at the moon by cable car. I took the cable car all the way up and all the way down. No, boy, what a ride. I got stardust in my eyes, in my mouth, and everything. I was sick. Sick, man. I was sick. So they took me to the doctor. And Venus, she was a girl.
No, no, no.
She took me.
And she took our clothes off.
No. We gotta use that.
No, I don't.
Oh, David. No.
That David's a nut. Don't mind him.
Well, don't mind me. You're the one that's insane. What next? One day, I'm walking down the street and I met David. And David said, "Mom, Mom, it's nice to be mommy. Boom, boom, it's nice to be mommy."
And I said, "I was born one night, one born when the magpies were in bloom. You could buy a cake or bake a steak when the whistles went boom, boom." I told him 6 and 6 made 9 that ice came from a mine. And I said, "Is old Black Joe an Eskimo in the good old summertime?"
Good old my head, summertime.
And he said,
"Everyone's happy."
He said, "Boom, boom, it's great to be crazy. Boom, boom, it's great to be crazy."
Silly and nuts, though they look, boom, it's great to be crazy. How do you do? Goodbye.
Now, Danny, don't spit in their faces. Don't you spit in their faces. Nobody spit in their faces. And don't you spit in their faces because it is nice. Now, don't you spit in their faces, Danny, because that is nice. No. That isn't nice, so you don't spit in their faces. You don't spit in their faces. No, you don't spit in their faces. No, 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 no. Ladies and gentlemen, now excuse me for Danny's poor sport-ish. You be quiet.
You know what? I know a boy named David and he's sticky.
Well, Judy's not very nice because she talks, you know. And Danny.
And David's icky.
And Danny.